Turning now to some news from the world of sports, and finishing atop your league ensures you the number one seed in the playoffs. But in sports like men's college soccer, where one game and sometimes one goal can oust a team from the postseason, where your team has been seeded prior to that game matters little. That reality caught up to the UVM Catamounts last night when the top-seeded Catamounts hosted number 4 Albany in the America East Conference semifinals and saw their hopes for a championship dashed in a 1-0 loss to the Great Danes. Albany is no stranger to frustrating UVM in shutout victories, this being their 5th straight shutout win over the Catamounts. The decisive goal was scored in the 32nd minute on a strike by Albany's Nico Salaberrieta, and it was just one of 2 shots that Albany put on UVM's goal in the entire first half. While the Catamounts directed 6 shots on Albany's net, but none could get through. The upshot is that Albany moves on to face UMass Lowell in the league title game on Sunday, and whoever wins that will get an automatic bid to the Division I NCAA tournament. UVM finishes their season at 10-8-1. There is an outside chance they could get an at-large invitation to join the NCAA tournament as they did last year, but the odds are against it, meaning the Catamounts will have to try and repeat their regular season success from this year in the next campaign and then find a way to get past Albany when it matters most, especially in the playoffs. To the NBA, and the Boston Celtics stretched their winning streak to 10 straight games with a 107-96 win over the LA Lakers last night. And as remarkable as that double-digit streak is, what's more amazing is that Boston is getting it done even as injuries mount to some of their best players. We already know about the season-ending injury to star forward Gordon Hayward, but the Celtics were also without the services of veteran Al Horford last night, who was kept out of the game for concussion protocol. Then late in the second quarter, rookie Jason Tatum, who's been terrific in his inaugural season, left the game with an ankle injury and did not return. Tatum will be fitted with a walking boot until x-rays later today can determine the extent of the damage. There's no word yet on how long Horford might be out. He has also been sensational during the 10-game winning streak, especially on the boards, averaging 9 rebounds per game. So it was left to Boston's new go-to leader, Kyrie Irving, to pick up the slack. He got plenty of help from the impressive Australian big man Aaron Baines, who matched a career high last night with 21 points to go with Irving's 19, and he also pulled down 8 rebounds, Baines did. Brandon Ingram and Jordan Clarkson led the Lakers' offense with 18 points apiece, but rookie Lonzo Ball finished with just 9 points and was booed lustily by the Boston fans every time he touched the ball, which is really unfair since it's his motor-mouthed dad and his proclamations that his son is the best player since Michael Jordan, if not better than the greatest player ever, that has rubbed so many fans outside of L.A. the wrong way. Celtic Marcus Morris summed it up pretty well after the game, expressing disappointment that Ball, who's comported himself with none of the bombast evidenced by his father, was on the receiving end of so much fan hostility. "He's a good kid. It's his dad," Morris said. "He's got a big mouth. Everybody knows it." So yes, it seems unfair to blame the son in this instance for the sins of the father. On to the NHL, and the New York Rangers' win streak is now at 5 games after a 4-2 win over the Boston Bruins at Madison Square Garden last night. The Bruins, like their basketball counterparts, are dealing with a mass unit of their own on the injury front, playing without their leading scorer Brad Marchand, number 2 center David Krejci, and veteran forwards David Backes and Ryan Spooner. But every team deals with injuries, and the fact is the Bruins have still not been able to put together 2 wins in a row this season, mired in the middle of the Eastern Conference pack and generating little momentum to break into the upper levels. The Bruins were victimized last night by a player that many hoped would be wearing black and gold, Jimmy Vesey, the former Harvard University standout who rejected Boston's overtures in free agency, electing to sign with the Rangers instead. Vesey scored twice in a 30-second span in the first period, and the Bruins never really recovered. They got goals from veterans Patrice Bergeron and David Pastrnak, but the rest of the squad, featuring many players from the Providence minor league club, thanks to that spate of injuries to the veterans, failed to make any impact last night. Now, it doesn't get any easier for the Bruins, who travel north of the border to face one of the league's hottest teams in the Toronto Maple Leafs on Friday night. And the Leafs were 4-2 winners over the Minnesota Wild last night behind a terrific 35-save performance from Frederik Andersen. And the Leafs showed off their deep roster by winning without their injured star forward center Austin Matthews, one of the best young players in hockey. He's out with an injury right now, but 4 different players, Nazem Kadri, Patrick Marleau, Connor Carrick, and Connor Brown, all found the back of the net for the Maple Leafs in that win last night.